Scalawags and sons of bitches, wibbly wobbly, officially unofficial, wildly inaccurate, yet dead nuts on Disney podcast, inappropriate on so many levels. And today,
this week,
why does it say tonight on the top of the fucking notes, Jake? Literally. Anyways, this week we apologize profusely for not being able to see why kids love the taste. Goddamn, can I start all over?
Yes, please.
Yeah! Mickey Mooners! Welcome, Swab, Scalawags, and Sons of Bitches, Wibbly Wobbly, officially unofficial, wildly inaccurate, and dead nuts on Disney podcast, inappropriate on so many levels. This week. Seriously. For not being able to see why kids love the taste of Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal, part of a balanced breakfast. Josh has a complaint from the Food and More Food Festival. Oh, I do.
It's the one thing you've been talking about.
Yeah. Shane has news that's so top secret, even we don't know what it is. And Jake sits on his thumb. Main topic. It's a grab bag straight from Compton.
Ooh, straight out of Compton? This is going to be good.
Straight out of Compton.
Like LL Cool J.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't from Compton.
He was straight out of Compton.
No, I didn't really meet him, Shayna, but I was like from me to you away from him. And by you, I mean the computer screen.
It's like 1,000 miles.
Not like 2 hours.
No, I was on Hollywood Boulevard watching him film, was it NCIS?
Did you rub your hands across his chest? Because you should have.
Because that's what you do.
That's what I would have done.
That's not what dudes do to each other.
Wait, yeah, back up.
So, but he's so pretty.
We don't?
I said dude.
Okay, Jordan has some questions to answer then.
Well, Jordan's not here.
I know, right?
He's going to answer all of these questions. Hey, speaking of Jordan, should we just congratulate him now and just get it
out
of the way?
Yes, we should.
Congratulations, Jordan.
We're so happy for you and Chelsea.
Yay! And for those of you who don't know, the hell? Why don't you know?
Yeah.
You call yourselves friends of Jordan? We're friends of Jordan, and we know why we're congratulating him. So good on you, Jordan.
He's officially a married man.
Way to spill the beans.
Okay. Didn't know it was a secret.
I don't know. I was trying to make it all secretive. I don't know why. You know what?
Yeah, well, I spilled the beans. That's what I do.
Just continue to not have kids. Not worth it.
Oh, damn.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, Josh tried to give away one of his kids to me this weekend.
Two.
I was gonna take her. Oh, I missed the two. I just saw Lily.
Well, no. I was trying to give you the teenagers.
Mm. Oh, that's right, because Lily didn't want to go. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take whichever ones.
Josh, I'll take the teenagers. There's a chance.
I'll take them.
So pack your bags.
Or not. just go.
Just go. Get out.
Take a minivan.
Get to Shane the chopper.
Oh, I rode in a minivan again.
Oh, yeah, I saw the seat of it. Wait, hold on. Guys, we're not there yet. We are not. I mean, I love the banter and everything, but we're not to the Disney banter yet. We're still stuck in.
Wait, who's on editing duty this week?
Ed and Eddie duty?
Yeah, that too.
Ed and Eddie?
Duty. Guys, hold on. Let's just reflect on the fact on how fun that sentence was to say. Ed and Eddie duty. pocketed it.
I love editing the movie.
He pocketed it.
Anyway,
Josh, you are. So good luck. Or me.
Oh, I'm not editing shit. I'll put stuff on the beginning and end.
Right, that's editing. Identity.
I don't have passwords, so I don't have to.
I gave you all the passwords.
No, you didn't. You did not.
I don't have passwords either. I pirate this shit from YouTube.
That's the password. Anyone could take our podcast and just put it out on their channel.
I pirated this from YouTube.
We could just make the password admin, you know, like Equifax does.
No, the password's
1, 2, 3 podcast.
1, 2, 3, 4. It's the same password, passcode. Yeah, fuck it. Same code in my luggage.
Only an asshole would have that code. Guys, we made this joke last week. We have to move on.
We don't have to.
How can you move on from Spaceballs, man?
It's time to let it go, Josh.
No, it's time for Spaceballs 2.
The sequel. The quest for more money.
We can all.
Is that what it's going to be called? And,
we can all get together and make one.
Make a Spaceball?
Yeah.
Right after I go see a Star War.
Right after. Go get yourself a Star War. Right after it.
Yes. I'm going to go see a Star War.
Go buy yourself a Star War.
You don't buy yourself a Star War. You go see it. Oh, my gosh.
If you watch. Oh, maybe that's not how she said it. Never mind.
No, I don't know how she said it. You said too many things. You've talked too many words.
I've talked too many words. That never happens.
Well, I could blame Josh. He's being noisy over there.
Yeah, hey, shut up, Josh.
My fridge is right next to the toolbox.
Yes.
Good hell, are you recording from a garage? What is going on? Who does that?
You used to do that?
He seems to have forgotten for an asshole.
I rub my finger down your cheek.
I hope that's Josh's cheek.
Well, yeah.
Okay, good.
The left one.
Oh.
The left Josh? How many Joshes are there?
Four.
Oh.
You guys don't see them?
It's a lot of Joshes.
Is left Josh as cool as left shark?
Cooler.
Way better. Way better.
Sadder a word, more sad. More sadder. More saddest. Guys, I'm Jake.
I kind of feel bad for Right Shark. I mean, Left Shark got a Halloween costume.
Yeah. I mean, what did Right Shark do wrong? I don't get it.
He performed too well. He did his duties. His editing duties.
Oh, anyways, you're Jake?
I was.
Well,
you know what?
I'm Josh.
Wait, no, I'm Jake.
Your mom's Jake.
Oh, she's not. You take that right back.
Couldn't help it.
And Shin is not amused.
Oh, I'm amused.
I'm Jake, that's Josh, and that's amused.
Oh.
No. That's a good one. Amused.
Thanks. I got recognition for that one.
Oh, I got an email.
Okay, Dan, settle down.
Should I read it?
No. Yes.
What if it's
on air?
Should I just start answering emails from work?
You should.
No, there's another podcast that already has that department covered.
Oh, who is it?
I just said it.
You didn't say the name of the podcast. You only said Dan.
We done screwed ourselves, Josh. I don't know what they're called anymore. I don't even know what we're called.
I believe they're called Annie and Danny's Fast Ass Podcast.
That's not what they're called.
Badass Podcast. That's what it is.
Fast Ass Badass Podcast.
Fast Bass? Is it a fishing show?
Yes.
I said pass.
It is now.
Pass. Pass with a P, sir.
This has gone on too long.
Hey, look, a shark.
Hey, speaking of other podcasts, I don't think we've ever recognized Shayna's other podcast.
Yeah, because we've had one episode, so we're doing really good.
Hey, you know, recognition where it's deserved. How was the episode?
I think it was okay. All right. We're recording in a few days when he gets, well, when we both get back in town.
Honestly, thought you were going to say in a few minutes. I was like,
Yeah, in a few minutes. Okay, bye.
What is this, a crossover episode?
That would be so fun, though.
Technically, they all are. We are an all-star show of the greatest Disney podcasts available.
We should bring him on. I'll get him on one night. It'll be fun.
Do it.
Oh, yeah. What's this other podcast? Where have I missed it?
It's called Off Property Podcast.
You should listen to it. They have one episode.
Yeah, we have one whole episode.
Okay. I'll put that in my queue after the, 10 hours of hardcore history.
Oh, so one episode?
Yeah.
Man, that Celtic Holocaust is really getting me. No, that wasn't a joke.
Yeah, that one's insane.
It's nuts. Anyway. Frickin' Caesar, man. Frickin' Caesar.
Yep.
F you, Caesar.
Makes great pizzas.
Yeah, he does.
Ew. Well, no.
No, for guys, we've been over this. For the value to price ratio, it is a good pizza.
Yeah, way better than Cece's pizza.
Only if you get the pan pizza. You have to get the $8 pizza. The $5 pizzas are shit.
No, the $8 one's too bready and it makes me fatter.
Hold on, the $5 ones are shit, yes, but they are $5.
Yeah, but they're way shitty. Better than the
DiGiorno's $5, and these are way better. And
less No, they're not. DiGiorno's better.
These are less work.
Mm. DiGiorno's pretty good.
DiGiorno is better than Little Caesar, unless you get the $8 Little Caesar. I like.
But now they have the $6 one with extra cheese and extra pepperoni.
No, Josh, it's only a penny more.
Not here, it's a dollar more.
I don't go there enough to know the prices.
For $5.01, you can get extra pepperoni and cheese, but I'm pretty sure that's a scam.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure pizza only costs about 50 cents to make in the first place.
I think you're mistaken.
This is a lot like Disney.
All right, let's talk some Disney.
Let's do this. We're missing both people for this part. We did this.
Devil, we did this.
So now, before we get away from pizza, and since we brought up Disney, can we talk about Disney pizza just for a second?
Let's not. I'd rather eat Little Caesars.
Yeah, I'd rather eat DiGiorno.
There's something magical
about it. I'd rather eat the DiGiorno box.
Ew. Are you a goat?
It's on par with Disney pizza. Very cardboardy.
Fair enough.
Yeah, Red Rocket's pizza port used to be pretty tasty, and now it's pretty not.
Yeah, well, last time I had Disney pizza, just blood everywhere. Just blood.
Well, you know what?
You're not supposed to hit your kid with the pizza.
Stop picking fights in the pizza place, Jake.
I didn't hit him with the pizza. I hit him with the counter.
Damn it, Jacob.
And go to sleep. Shit.
Poor baby.
Didn't work.
Got a free fast pass for any ride I wanted. And like I wanted, I mean he wanted. Anyway, let's not talk about that.
Note to self, beat your kids at Disney and get free fast passes.
No. You have to make it look like an accident. I did not condone this.
Oh, I have to make it look like an accident? Okay.
Accidentally
beat your children at Disney and get a fast pass. No problem.
That part's true. And a free shirt.
And the shirt, too. Good.
I beat my kid at Disneyland and all I got was this lousy shirt. That's
what we need to have Mutineer shirts that say that.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
I don't know why you would even... Okay, I'd buy one.
Yeah, you would.
No, I wouldn't. Well, we have Mutineer shirts and I've never bought one.
I don't have one.
I'm really glad I didn't start peeing in the bathroom there.
Why?
The door was open. I realized that's a straight shot from the camera.
Oh, Jesus.
I just had to blow my nose, sorry.
Huh. That's the bathroom behind you?
The garage bathroom.
Your garage is fancy.
No, there's no garage door. It's shitty. It's the worst fucking garage ever.
Yeah, but I don't have a bathroom in my garage.
I don't have a garage in my garage.
But you're in a garage. I don't understand what's happening.
Then who was on phone?
I'm so confused. You are literally in a garage. I don't get it.
The air conditioning in my garage broke.
So that's why he's in there. Because that's the rule on the Mickey Mutineers. If you don't have air conditioning in your garage, that's where you're recording from.
Oh, then I should record from my garage next week.
Most people don't have air conditioned garages.
They don't.
Yeah, but most people's garages have a fucking garage door. So you can park cars in here.
As opposed to a regular garage door.
No, so like the ones that go like this.
I like the visual. I like it. Just like this. I like how you guys have the flat hands. I was informed by a friend this weekend that when I drink too much, I have flat hands.
What? Hold on. Expand on this because I have no idea what you're talking about. What do you mean flat hands?
Wait, let me get my straight edge.
So like this. Like apparently I do things with my hands. But I have a flat hand.
It's not quite flat.
Yeah, well, okay.
Oh, I thought Josh was going to start listening to Minor Threat.
What?
Straight edge joke. No, it was funny. Someone's going to laugh at that.
I don't get it.
Yeah. It's...
Straight edge losers.
Minor Threat's pretty good, though. I mean, you know what? Let's just move on. That was a deep hole. A deep, deep reference.
A deep hole?
Yes. Okay, Shana, how many news stories do you have?
I have a news story. I have a story to go along with one of our news stories.
Okay, well, hold on. Let Shana answer the question first. Josh, you can wait your turn.
Yeah, so I have news stories, but I'm having to do this from my phone, so I can't read them. And it's a slow news week. Really a slow. I think the most important thing is the Epcot 35 celebration.
It's not even that important, really. I mean, I read those details.
I saw some of the shirts.
I think it's important. I'm excited.
For what? Okay, let's go over what the details are, because there aren't any.
Yeah, there's not a lot.
So at 10:01 a.m. on October 1st, there's going to be a musical performance by... a musical group that you can see in the park every day anyway, just in a different location.
Everclear was at Epcot Saturday.
What?
Everclear was at Epcot Saturday. Did not watch them.
Why
you didn't
watch
go
Everclear?
See them? They would have been good.
Shit live.
What?
They sound like shit live. They're singing the song
really?
About his daddy gave him away or something.
A name, Josh. His daddy gave him a name.
Yeah.
He then he walked away.
I was close, but they just sounded like hell. It sounded like me singing it.
Was it that bad?
It was horrible. I was like, I know the band. I know the song. Who is singing this?
This does not sound like Art Alexakis.
Yeah, they sound horrible.
Yes, that is his name.
Fun
but
to say.
Later in the Food and Wine Festival, Big Bad Voodoo Daddies are playing again. I saw them once at Food and Wine.
Were they good?
They're awesome.
I like them.
Food and D-Bags.
Food and Douchefuck Central Festival.
Anyways, we'll get to that later. Anyways, back to Shayna.
Yeah, I mean, so there's really not a lot of news. I thought I could bring more to the table, but...
But you forgot what show you were on, and we don't bring anything to the table.
Well, damn. I tried to bring things to the table.
Well, next time, bring food to the table. That's what's important.
I mean, I can do food.
And wine.
Ooh.
And wine.
And more food.
And douche fucks.
You can, wait. We don't want that.
Well, no, I'm... Okay, no. That was wrong. That was wrong. No... No Eiffel Towers this week.
Oh, shit.
But okay, France cool. Has
now,
one.
Now that I've bored Josh with my news.
I was going to say.
No, news. I think now the Paraflu and whiskey is kicking in.
All right. Hold on. Right. Guys, I know this is an audio podcast, but the look on Josh's totally drugged up face was amazing just now.
Yeah,
he's staring at the ceiling and smiling, kind of.
I'm not sitting at the ceiling. Okay, so I sent you guys a picture. I got my laptop down here and it has the camera on it. You guys are on the screen up here, so I'm looking at the camera and then looking at you. If I look at you, I look like I'm looking up.
You are looking up because we're up.
Okay, is that better? Should I stare at the camera and say you?
Well, now I'm uneasy.
Do you want me to make eye contact or eye contact?
You pointed at your mouth when you said eye contact. That makes sense because it's an audio podcast. And when we engage with listeners, I feel like they need to have mouth-to-ear contact.
Instead of mouth-to-butt.
Kind of. It depends on the situation.
I mean, if that's what the listeners are into.
Sometimes, in the heat of passion.
Ask the mouth. It's okay. Shane is still not seeing Clerk 2.
No, I have. God.
You've never followed us on a Clerks 2 reference. I don't think... I feel like you saw Clerks 1.
I think I'm the only one that's... was the only one that's seen Clerks 2. So that means he's making Clerks 3 just for us, Jake.
Well, I just realized, I was like, no, I saw it in the theater. And then I realized I saw it in the theater with you. So you might be right. Awkward. Anyway.
I like Jake's fast chug.
Oh, thanks. I stole it blatantly from Napoleon Dynamite.
He's drinking with authority.
Yeah, show that drink who's your boss.
This...
Or no, who's the boss? Okay.
This is my boss.
Okay, I give up.
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
I give up. You're right. As and per usual.
The day will end with a special fireworks finale. From
Tony Danza.
Yes. Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
Wait, is he lighting the fireworks or singing that song?
Both.
Yes.
Both.
At the same time?
Yes. He's from that good.
Live from the Inferno Barge.
Live from Angela's house.
I don't get it.
From Who's the Boss?
Oh,
she's a blonde lady.
That's who he worked for, Angela.
I'm going to show my drink. Who's the boss?
Wow, we just went full circle accidentally.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
See, I can pay attention sometimes. I think you.
Wow, Josh.
I just burped for Annie. There you go. You're welcome, girl.
She'll appreciate it.
Oh, that's new. That's got to be a new Twitter hashtag. Burps for Annie.
Burps for Annie. It started like a ghost.
You make it sound like she's a burp.
Burps for Annie.
If you've made it this far, tweet hashtag
wait, for Annie to Jordan.
At DJ Foe.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
I think Jordan. We should send it to Jordan.
Yeah, because then they'll both be confused. Hashtag burps for Annie.
Just because Jordan's going to get back from his cruise and have all these two tweets.
Hashtag burps for Annie. At Jordan Gasly.
Yep, I'm doing it.
Send them there. That is the secret hashtag. I guess you can shut the show off now. So.
Oh.
And we're done.
Good.
Anyway.
So, hey, was there anything about on the news about Disney being incredibly fucking busy because of the goddamn hurricane?
Yeah, no, I saw that the wait times increased because of Irma.
Dude,
which,
Epcot.
Which I feel is so weird.
Epcot was the busiest I've ever seen Epcot, like, ever.
Yeah, I saw that and I thought, like, shouldn't you be at home cleaning up your house and not at Disney? Well, I don't know.
Actually, that's where I should have been.
But I guess if you don't have power, then you just say, fuck it, and you go to Disney.
Yeah, it was insane. There was like the walkways around World Showcase were completely packed. Like lose a child packed.
Wait.
Which one did you lose?
None this time. It was weird.
You lost the nun?
No, we put the kids in daycare actually at a sandcastle club.
Okay, good.
Man, if I knew the name of the kennel, that would have been a hilarious joke.
Yeah, sandcastle club.
Pluto's Playhouse. Actually, wait, that's the hot dog stand in Disneyland, isn't it?
I think so.
Pluto's Doghouse.
Yeah.
You're a hot dog stand.
Put your kid. Whoa. Don't put your kids in daycare at Pluto's Doghouse.
There's always money in the hot dog stand. Yeah.
So I want to hear about Josh's douchebags.
Oh, dude. There's so many dude bros and freaking sorority sisters just trying to get fucked up at Epcot.
Which is a weird place to do that, I feel like.
It was kind of pissing me off because they're in my way while I'm trying to get fucked up at Epcot.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was going to say.
But no, seriously.
You're making the drunk uncomfortable.
But so the line to the tequila cave. Okay, so we've all been in the Mexico Pavilion, right? You go left, you go right.
Yeah, never. I've never been there.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. Carry on.
Okay, so it's a wide pathway.
Almost got kicked off the show.
It's a wide pathway on either side, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was completely packed. Probably 100 to 150 people from the tequila cave all the way up that pathway and out the side door for freaking just dude bros trying to get tequila.
Mm.
At like 7 o'clock at night, right?
No.
No, it was probably earlier. Did they all have, like, they had on chubbies?
What is... at their penises.
There it is. Penises.
Hey.
That's a first.
I'm going to get some chubby shorts. Chubbies has the breakaway American flag swim trunks. I want those so bad.
And they're so dumb, but they're so entertaining.
Yeah.
And they're called chubbies.
I just want a breakaway swimsuit, man. Swim shorts? Do I wear swimsuits or swim shorts? Swim shorts. Yeah.
Swim shorts. And I'm sure Vanessa would appreciate it. I mean...
Why?
I'm sure the world would appreciate a fat garden gnome looking fucker with breakaway American flag swim shorts. Totally look like a garden gnome in that picture.
You did not look like a garden gnome. Stop it. I looked like I was missing a leg. Did you see that?
Hey,
like,
did you see my daughter?
I lost a leg.
Did you see my daughter in between? I didn't see that until my daughter's like, ha, I photobombed you. I'm like, what? She's like, look, right there. I'm like, what? And I like zoom way in, and I just see
totally
a freaking smile in the pair of eyes.
Like right under your shorts.
I had no idea she was that behind
me.
The one I photoshopped. Oh, I sent that to you.
That was just before you said, hey, are you hungry? And she kicked you in the shin and said, yes, I am.
That doesn't sound like my kid at all. Oh, wait,
no,
it does.
Not at all.
Totally sounds like my kid.
Yep. That was awesome.
Yeah, I did not see a photobombing child or even the picture possibly that you were talking about.
Oh, well, pay attention to us, Jake.
There you go.
We need your attention. We need you to be present.
Did you get the picture? Oh, it's still sending. There it goes.
No, I did not get. Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah, I got that picture.
Yeah.
What am I looking for?
Check out my junk.
Okay.
Now going between my legs.
There's a creepy smile down there.
Yeah, that's my daughter. I knew she was behind me, but I thought she was laying on the floor being a jerk.
She was not being a jerk. Stop it.
I tripped over her twice.
Oh, yeah, that's a different
picture.
No,
and you stepped on her like three times.
Why are you stepping on daughters?
Yeah.
She was rolling around.
Yeah, it was actually kind of funny. She was my buddy yesterday.
Why?
I took both of them to Magic Kingdom yesterday morning while Vanessa and her aunt was sleeping in and getting ready.
Aunt Anne?
Yeah.
I love Aunt Anne.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, she's awesome.
I got to meet her. She was really awesome.
Everybody needs to meet Aunt Anne. Aunt Anne's awesome.
Yeah, she was fun.
She's a lot of fun. Aunt?
Yeah.
Oh,
why don't I hear about? Did I go to Disneyland with her, or were you guys just here? Yes,
they were here. They were at your place, and then I flew to California. We went to Disneyland. I don't remember if you were on that trip or not.
I don't remember either. But Anne brought Tim Tams.
Yeah, is that why you like her?
Well, no, she's like super awesome.
She bought me some freaking like awesome New Zealand whiskey for my birthday.
Nice.
That was cool. Tim Tams. Tim Tam Slam. Tim Tam Slam.
But you can get Tim Tams anywhere.
Yeah, they're not the same.
Now you can. They're exactly the same. Shut your mouth.
No, these ones, the ones we get here say Pepperidge Farm on them instead of our.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
They don't say Arnott.
I have a picture of one. Hold on. I will get it.
Okay, if you get it at World Market, they say Arnott. But if you get it at Target, it says Pepperidge Farm.
It's weird that I just happen to have me holding Tim Tams on hand. They say Arnott's.
Where'd you get them, though?
Walmart. But the downside is they only came in one flavor, and that was dark mint.
Dark mint?
Which,
that sounds fun.
Yeah, I'm fine with it, but I want original chocolate.
It's okay if you're into that kind of thing.
What's dark mint?
Oh, mint!
Once you go dark mint? I'm just going to leave that one alone.
What's wrong with the dark mint?
Anyways, back to Epcot. There's just so many people and so many freaking college fucks just trying to get drunk. I haven't been to Food and Wine for about 10 years. And it's like so freaking many people. And there's more beer than wine now. That was bizarre.
Yeah, they do have a decent selection.
Yeah, they do. It's just I wasn't expecting a decent selection.
Yeah. And that's
what I'm saying. Tim Tams.
I had the cheddar cheese soup at Canada.
I didn't like that.
Which was delicious.
I didn't like it.
Wait. Everyone always talks. Doesn't Canada always have cheddar cheese soup? But you have to go to Le Cellier.
Yeah. And then I had at the craft beer one, I had the hamburger mac and cheese sandwich, which is basically cheeseburger helper, hamburger helper in a cozy cone.
No, what's the downside? Gross.
It was delicious. Oh, it wasn't out of a box, obviously. It was really good.
I don't know why they call it hamburger helper. It does fine just on its own.
The hell else did I have? I had Jamaican beef patties from Islands of the Caribbean.
Oh, those are good.
Those were delicious. They were could have been spicier though, but although they have to make them for everybody's taste.
Did you do the beef skewer with the chimichurri sauce?
No.
The chimichurri sauce?
Vanessa had stuffed grape leaves at Greece.
This is weird because we've talked about all these foods.
She had everything at New Zealand. She just said one please.
One please.
Was it like Tim Tams?
I like her style.
No, it was the lamb meatball, the
Mallow puffs,
the venison, and steamed mussels.
I still can't eat venison.
Why?
It's a mental thing. I can't.
Yeah, it's like eating a little gray loogie.
A gray what?
Booger.
Booger?
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
We have Tim Tams here, but we don't have Mallow Puffs. So I'd like to lodge a complaint with New Zealand.
She brought us over macaroons. Which are, Yum. You know, just basically store-bought macaroons, but they're so delicious.
Honestly, I thought you were going to say macaroni. You can put that on a shelf.
My shelf broke.
Oh. So did the podcast.
Oh. Wait, what?
Nothing.
So what else did you guys eat?
Oh, what the fuck else did I eat? I ate more than just that. Oh, I had a brat at Germany.
Really good. Again, isn't that always there?
Yeah, but I mean, you have to go to the main restaurants to get this stuff.
Yeah, it's not always at a stand outside.
The main restaurants, as opposed to the restaurants.
I got something else. What else did I get? Man, I don't know. Anyways, the food was good. Beer was good. Didn't taste the water.
Did you do the Kahlua? Oh my god.
Ooh. Yeah, and he got the Kahlua pork slider. And
yeah,
Vanessa actually got the spam hash. And that.
Oh, did she like it?
I tried some of it. It was awesome. And she actually liked it. She hates spam.
See, I hate spam, but I'm kind of curious to try it. And I love the slider there. It's good. That's tasty.
Jake, why'd you have your hand up?
Because when you said, ooh, you sprung up from the floor. I didn't even know you were down there.
Oh.
No.
Was there spam on the floor?
No. The thing I was fiddling with dropped.
You always have to fiddle with things, don't you? Okay, guys.
I need a fiddle.
You don't have gelatinous meat on your floor?
No, my pants are on. It's so hot in here.
I can't handle that. I'm done.
Can you handle that?
Okay. Whew. I'm done with that. I'm done.
Oh,
bye everybody.
That's our show. Gelatinous meat. That's the title. Gelatinous meat on the floor.
Write this down. I'll write it down right now.
I'll text it to you because Jordan's not here too.
Gelatinous. I'm texting it to Josh.
Gelatinous meat on the floor.
Yeah, you know I'm gonna see this in the morning and go, what the fuck does that mean?
Is Jake coming on to me? I don't get it.
We're brothers. We can't do that.
That's nasty.
Just don't make eye contact.
No, that's the Eiffel Tower.
Don't make eye contact with the Eiffel Tower?
No, we're not doing Eiffel Tower anymore.
Oh, that's what we're doing.
I got tricked into that last time.
Don't say anymore.
Nobody's high-fiving.
Did you say you got drug into that last time?
No, because somebody said, did I get Eiffel Towered? And then one of you said, oh yeah, it was Shayna and somebody. I got drug into an Eiffel Tower. I didn't ask for that.
Nobody ever does.
That's true.
It's like the Spanish Inquisition.
Nobody asked for an Eiffel Tower. That's the title of the show.
No, it's
funny. Oh. Oh my gosh.
Just make it sound like Eiffel Towers are just happening.
So the kid that worked for me in Idaho.
You need to stop admitting you lived in Idaho.
Anyways, I'm in the helicopter. One of the pilots is like, the kid's standing outside the helicopter while we're working. One of the pilots walks up and is talking to us. And we're just high five right over the kid. And he was pissed. You're like, he left work because he's so mad that we Eiffel Towered him.
Wow.
He's like, dude, grow the fuck up, you redneck freaking sissy.
I mean, it wasn't a full-on Eiffel Tower, so...
Yeah, nobody had their pants down.
Yet.
Woof.
Hey, should we get to our main topic? I don't know what time we started, actually, so I don't know.
It was 8:21.
Oh, really? Oh, good. This is perfect then. So for our main topic, we have here, straight from the writer's room, a topic grab bag of mini topics. But not many topics, just mini topics. Many, many topics.
Many, many. Okay.
Many, many topics that are... Hashtag burps for Annie.
Every time someone burps.
Look how it gets blamed on me. Good.
There's a reason behind that.
Okay, because it is me. Okay.
Yeah, that's... there's video evidence.
Oh. Hold on, I got to go into the refrigerator.
I'm out of beer. Where's Aunt Sassy?
Okay, you are. Why don't we all take a refrigerator? Okay, Josh is in the refrigerator. That's...
I guess I can walk to the fridge. Vanessa was upset because she wanted to meet Aunt Sassy yesterday.
I know. I wish she was there.
So these mini topics are meant to elicit conversation.
Oh, that's why this didn't taste like grapefruit.
And thought.
This was Sicilian blood orange.
You still talking, Jake?
Not to anyone in particular.
Okay. Elicit conversation and thought.
Carry on.
So it's Hugin and Mugin.
What?
No, that's thought and memory.
He just said Hugin and Mugin.
Hugin and Mugin.
That's a law firm.
Odin Dreamin started a law firm.
Hugin and Mugin.
Wait, that's very similar to Kodo and Podo, which are the two ferrets from Beastmaster.
Beastmaster.
Nope. So, first, okay, we'll start with the easy one, which may not elicit very much conversation at all, but I really like it. Which is, how many couches are there in Walt Disney World?
Oh, at least 5.
I was going to say at least 12, so.
I can think of one, and that's at the first aid station at Magic Kingdom.
Okay, so
I'm going to guess 9,000.
Does the couches in the hotel rooms count?
Yeah, yes. Those are couches in Walt Disney World.
9,000.
I don't have an answer for this. It's just
so that means I've seen at least 3.
Why are you asking then?
To elicit conversation and response.
God, you're worse than a dad at the dinner table.
I don't think my teenage daughter's ever going to ask me to help her with her homework again.
What'd you do? Just arm swipe it to the floor?
I can beat her over the head with it.
Just paper. Yeah. I think I'll allow this one. That's fine.
And she's like, that's so much better than the air conditioner. It doesn't work.
You're her number one fan.
Okay,
all right, so what's
that? Let me get back the notes here while I sing it.
I'm singing. Okay,
here we go. Let's get to the nitty-gritty dirty questions. Oh, that sounded bad.
Nitty-gritty dirt. Okay, sorry.
What would be the worst movie to base a dark ride on?
Does it have to be a Disney movie?
Yes. So
the,
like
the Black Antichrist. Cauldron.
Why? Why would that be the no? That'd be a good movie to base a dark ride on. Why would that be bad?
Search for Witch Mountain. Return to Witch Mountain. Bed down some broomsticks.
You're saying good answers here.
The black hole.
Mary Poppins.
That would be the worst?
Yeah.
Why?
Hocus Pocus.
You wouldn't want a dark ride of Mary Poppins.
I kind of want a dark ride of Mary Poppins.
No, it'd have to be like Jumping Jellyfish, except with umbrellas.
And penguins. Lots of penguins.
Yeah.
Effing love penguins.
Okay.
That reminds me, my 5-year-old. My wife was threw in the shower yesterday morning at the resort. They were in a family bathroom at the resort.
Threw in the family bathroom.
And Lily just pulls her underwear down around her ankles and starts going like this, going, I'm a pink one.
Wow. I love that kid. I really wish I'd taken her home with me.
Give it a couple years. Maybe I'll agree to that. I like her right now.
But her time is wearing thin.
But I think everyone else likes other people's kids better than their own.
Ooh, Sky High.
I like Sky High.
Sorry, Shannon, didn't mean to cut you off. What were you saying?
No, that's fine. I was just saying I think everybody else likes everybody else's kids better.
I like my kids okay, I suppose. Yeah, I don't like right. your kids.
Kid,
sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you know she doesn't have a baby goat? Jesus, Jake.
She had an alpaca last week.
I did. That was awkward.
What about
the wolf?
Fox and the Hound.
No, I felt like that would work, though.
So
the scene where they're, like, chasing the fox and shooting him and...
You know, for families.
The Little Mermaid ride, like, skipped the whole most important part of the movie. It's
Which
like, what? Ariel gets her legs, and the next scene she gets her fucking voice back.
Yeah.
I like that they put the sparkly bit part in the ride. Because the sparkly bit part makes me laugh. And if you don't know what the sparkly bit part is, it's when she has sparkly bits around her sparkly bits. Let me finish the joke, Josh.
You got a freaking half-nude freaking 16-year-old cartoon character?
Yeah.
Is that fish right years up or human years? Wheelhouse. Is she 16 in fish years or human years?
I think human. I think she was really straight up 16.
I don't know.
Just half of her.
Which half?
The human half.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was confused, Jacob.
So our fish half mermaid.
Oh my gosh. This has taken a turn for the worse.
Are lobsters just scorpion mermaids?
Actually, yes, scorpions were sea-dwelling creatures prehistorically.
Yeah.
How the hell did they end up in the Mojave Desert?
They're like crawfish, and they grow in dirt.
But scorpions, grow in dirt. Like, prehistoric scorpions were like as big as a fucking Volkswagen.
Nuh-uh.
Well, okay, just a normal Volkswagen, but still.
So they're like the scorpions from Fallout.
Yeah, they're like grad scorpion size, except they swim in the ocean with you. They fuck you up with their scorpion stinger lobster tails.
Sounds really creepy.
Yeah, I feel like you're making most of this up.
No, I'm not.
He is.
Do you not watch Ancient Aliens?
Bullshit.
No, what was that on? It was on like Dinosaurs or whatever this Discovery Channel was.
Don't ever use Ancient Aliens as a viable source for anything. Except for I watched Ancient Aliens.
More Bloody Mormon than Book of Mormon.
That's the only time you can use that as a source. Like,
what?
Yeah, it's not acceptable.
When I say it's more believable than the Book of Mormon?
It's close, but... I'm assuming you mean the musical. Ancient Aliens.
Well, time to hire a screenwriter.
Ancient Aliens. We're stealing from Oklahoma and not matching the rhythm at all.
OKLAHOMA.
Ancient Aliens, a Broadway musical. We need to fucking trademark that shit now.
Do it.
Right, writer's room, get on it. Remember Giuseppe?
Oh. Remember Rebecca?
Yeah, did you fire Giuseppe?
You guys kind of replaced Giuseppe. He went away when you...
Yeah, we were running out.
We're sorry.
We started making people up.
I'm like, sorry. Giuseppe.
I like having Giuseppe to blame all the problems on.
Now you just blame it on me, so that's fine.
No, he doesn't blame anything on you. He just tries to kill you because he's a jerk.
Why am I getting
You know how many times he tried to kill me? He put rocks in my pillows.
Now you put rocks in my pillows.
Oh, there I go, projecting my problems on you again.
Oh my goodness. All right, so what else are we doing? What's happening?
I got another scenario.
Yeah, bring it.
You have to take one ride and put it somewhere else in the parks. What makes the least amount of sense?
Oh, can I move Dumbo from Fantasyland to Fantasyland?
That would make not any sense at all. Disneyland did that!
No, Disney World did it too.
No, they moved it from Fantasyland to Dumbo Circus Land.
Which is a subland
of
Fantasyland.
Which is a subland of
Disneyland.
Magic Kingdom. Which is a spin-off of Disneyland.
And which is a spinner and a spin-off of a subland of a subland.
We've gone full circle, which is what spinners do.
And now my head hurts.
I need a drink.
It's not because of us at all, right?
So that makes me wonder what Disneyland's going to do with Star Tours.
They're going to put it in Frontierland. Haven't you heard?
Makes sense to me.
Yep. I was expecting.
How come Frontierland doesn't have any rides?
That doesn't make sense. Frontierland does have rides. I can think of two rides in Magic Kingdom and one ride at Disneyland.
Oh, I guess those are in Frontierland. They're not in Critter Country, are they?
No, there is no Critter Country at Magic Kingdom. Shayna doesn't even know what Critter Country is. Who is making all the noise?
It used to be Bear Country.
It was probably me, sorry.
Okay.
I had to put my hair up. It was hot.
Yeah, I really need a beer tie. Beer tie. Beer tie.
Well,
beer
tie. Yeah.
Tie one off.
A beer tie.
I almost put a zip tie around my beard, but then that would fuck up my beard so bad that I'd have to cut it off.
I told you to put beads in it.
Vanessa bought me a Viking bead for my birthday. Gave it to me early.
No, she told me.
Oh. I won't finish the story.
We talked about this while we shared talks.
Oh, hey, Josh, if this episode drops on your birthday, happy birthday.
No,
if it doesn't,
oh, that's right. It's close.
It's this close.
This close. Happy birthday, Josh!
Or not.
Yeah.
Really, it just depends on when you listen to this episode.
Yeah, I'm not even going to put it together until Thursday now.
Yeah, you ass. Fine. You know what? F your birthday.
Yeah, that's what I say. I fucking hate odd numbers. And this year, it's like fucking me up so bad, it's not even funny.
How old are you turning?
39.
Oh, yeah, you're just full of odd numbers.
Yeah.
Hey, wait. Hey, Josh.
What?
It's a prime number.
Josh, are you alive?
Are any of us really alive?
Like, are you alive?
Maybe.
Then celebrate your goddamn birthday. Every one of them.
39 is not a prime number.
It doesn't matter. I'm not talking about numbers.
Oh, you're right. It's not.
313.
I like the subject.
That's an odd number.
Cool.
And a prime number.
Fine, I'll celebrate my goddamn birthday.
Either way, celebrate your birthday. Because birthdays are awesome because you're alive.
Space Mountain in Frontierland.
Oh, that's weird.
But that makes sense.
No, it doesn't. Well,
yeah, have you never seen Cowboys and Aliens?
No.
Oh, man. You tied that together real fast. Now I'm concerned.
That was good.
Oh, I have to rethink so many things now. What am I doing with my life?
It's now
Space yourself
Mountain
together.
Inside the Living Seas, that would be all wrong.
If you did what?
Space Mountain in the Living Seas.
Oh, that's one of my favorite fun facts about Disney World.
If you fill Space Mountain full of water, you drown?
Yes, everybody on the ride would drown. Okay, let's go. Let's move on. This one says, if you had to live in a recreation of a ride building.
Okay.
That's it. That's all it said.
Oh.
Of a ride building? Like the actual building or the ride too?
It's not even a question.
Like the facade or the ride building?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
If you had to live in a recreation of a ride building and then the rider passed out.
The castle. Ah!
I want to live in
Spaceship Earth.
Living with the land.
That's cheating.
Alligators will eat you.
No, they won't. They're little. They're not tiny. There.
You're gonna get eaten by pumpkins.
Well, as long as it's not. Never mind.
Hey, you know what? Some people are allergic to pumpkins, and it's not a joke.
I know. That's bizarre to me.
No, it's normal, Josh. Lots of people have pumpkin allergies. It's fine.
I've never even heard of that.
Jake, well, you know, Jake, maybe Jake, expand your horizon. Jake, what?
Maybe
what?
Any
pumpkin allergies?
You know what? This is getting personal, and it's none of your damn business.
That's the weirdest thing to have. It's like the only thing weirder would be if you tried to grow a second thumb on one hand.
I didn't try. It just happened.
It just happened.
It was after the head injury.
I'm really disappointed doctors didn't let us keep it. And this is Jake's third thumb.
I have an extra toe. Not with me, of course.
Do you have a third nipple?
I've got my dad's eyes.
What a mess.
Yes, I do. It was on my phone.
Anyways, yeah, I want to live in Spaceship Earth.
Well, you're not going to have food. Shayna has food. No one can
living with the land.
I would just go full fucking zombie apocalypse episode and raid the land.
Ooh, are we going to do a zombie apocalypse episode this year? We're running out of perks. We have one left.
Can be Epcot?
We did Epcot.
Oh, did I die?
We all died.
Oh. Probably. Oh yeah, we all died.
What parks have we done so far?
We've done Magic Kingdom, Epcot, and Animal Kingdom. So we only have one choice.
So we have Hollywood Studios, Disneyland, and California Adventure.
Fucking Hollywood Studios.
Can we just do normal Hollywood Studios?
Wait, well, yeah, I forgot about Disneyland, but, you know, we have Shayna and Jordan who don't know what Disneyland is.
Yeah, but me not knowing about it is better than Hollywood Studios.
She has a point.
Yeah, I can't believe they closed the Great Movie Ride already. Now they're down to, like, three rides.
Name them.
I mean, that ride sucks.
Tower of Terror, so Aerosmith, and Star Tours. Oh, yeah, Toy Story Mania. Four rides.
And?
Yeah.
That's it.
Star Tours.
That's it.
And Star Tours.
I said Star Tours. Oh, I might have said Star Wars.
Oh, wrong.
All right, Jake, next question.
Oh, I didn't answer this one, but okay.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't have it. I kind of like Mission Space. The facade is cool, guys. If my house looked like Mission Space, it's kind of swirly. And it'll have a space restaurant. Okay, next one. I like this one. What ride would you take to inspire a whole land?
What
ride would you use to inspire a whole land?
I know.
For example, Toy Story Land is obviously based off of Toy Story Midway Mania.
Not a mania. I would do It's a Small World.
Did you just say Star Tours?
Yeah. Except everything's based on Star Tours, not Star Wars.
Just ice glaciers.
But I cut off Shayna, so shut up for a minute.
Okay.
No, that's fine. I would pick Star... Star, damn it! I would do It's a Small World.
What would it be like?
It would be like New Fantasyland, but themed towards It's a Small World.
Jordan's going to love this idea.
Yeah, I know. He's totally going to love it. Thanks, Jordan.
Yeah. You know what? Since he left, he gave me his stamp of approval to use only responsibly, and I'm going to put it on this. This is a great idea. This gets the Jordan stamp of approval.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think he did that at all.
No, he totally did, Josh.
And I love how facetious you are, but okay. I'm saying, but small world for the win.
I had a ride. Oh, no. It was just Dumbo.
Yeah, you did.
They did that.
Huh.
It was just a subland of a much larger land.
Yes, a land based on the submarine voyage. Just look at the whole land through portals.
Wait, I feel like they did that at Tokyo Disneyland.
Oh, yeah. Fine.
Big old walkthrough. Yeah, that was horrible.
I want a whole goddamn Indiana Jones land.
That would be fun.
But I want it to be named that. Goddamn Indiana Jones land.
Goddamn Indiana Jones.
I could get on board with that. We could just change the name of Adventureland at Disneyland to that.
Just put it down right on that little archway.
Except if you did that, you'd have to move Pirates over to New Orleans Square.
Hey, Josh.
What?
Where's Pirates?
I haven't even been there, and I know the answer.
Fantasyland.
Oh, I thought they were in the Tree of Life.
No, what? Tarzan's Treehouse?
Stupid Tarzan, stupid treehouse, stupid kids dragging me up and down it.
Stupid cardio.
Cardio? You'll get cardio when your head is hitting every fucking step on the way up.
Were you walking on your hands?
No, your son was dragging me. By my ankles. Uncle Josh!
Well, he is a moose.
Hey, he's an adorable moose.
Well, most moose are.
Except when they're trying to
moosen. I like that. Moosen.
Thanks, I made it up.
No, you didn't. Brian Regan did.
Just give me the glory, Josh. Anyway.
Okay. This is going to get weird, but.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, wait. That was the last one.
Okay.
Which
well,
is funny.
Well, perfect.
We're also out of time. All right, everyone relax, and that's our show. Okay, let's bring the relaxing back a notch.
Okay, done.
Good.
I got high strung and relaxed, man. Which do you want?
Let's cycle through them. Go to high strung first. Staring at the ceiling and smiling again.
No, that's strung out.
I got some Chick-fil-A to eat. I've been staring at it. Yeah, I'm saying.
Wait. Are you looking at the ceiling right now, Shannon? Just stare at the ceiling while I ask this question. How do you spell Chick-fil-A? Spell it right now.
C-H-I-C.
Damn it.
-A -F.
Wait a minute.
-L-I-A. Chick-fil-A.
No, that was Chick-fil-A.
Okay,
wait,
well,
you didn't throw a K in there.
There's no K. It's C H I C.
This got interesting. Hold on, this got real interesting.
No. Let me do this again. C-H-I-C-F-L-I. Chick-fil-A.
F-L-I actually made sense to me because that's the first limit indicator on the helicopters.
Okay, now, Shana, look at the packaging.
Okay. It's probably wrong.
Yep.
Oh, there's a K. Damn it! Well, either way, I have Chick-fil-A and you don't, so...
Man, I wish I had salted overpriced chicken.
Sorry, I can't spell. Well, no. if you had an Aunt Sassy, you would have salty overpriced chicken.
Well, we have Aunt Heidi.
No.
Nope. We should get Aunt Heidi on the show, Jake.
We should absolutely not.
We need Aunt Heidi and Aunt Sam.
No, this is the worst.
We do a podcast together.
No, this is the worst idea.
No, it's so good.
I hate this idea
it's
so
such
much.
A good idea. All right, Josh, we'll talk later.
I'm fine with Aunt Sassy. We can get Aunt Anne.
And Aunt Jemima. just a syrup bottle. Oh. And Aunt Heidi.
I don't have my bandana on today. I can't be Aunt Jemima.
You also don't have your blackface on.
Yeah.
Yeah, make that joke.
Just don't. Walk away from this.
I was going to walk a waka away.
Walk a flock of flame away?
Yeah, we see that's our show.
We started watching the Muppets thing at Liberty Square yesterday. It was so hot, I grabbed the kids and left.
Your kids, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just grabbed kids. Let's go.
Well, I mean, it was Asian Seamus still.
Shay.
Fair enough.
Okay, I can't. I was going to make a pun on the name, but I couldn't. Like, yeah, Asian and Seamus almost sounds similar enough where you could combine them, but then no.
It's like wasn't there an Asian Stewie episode of Family Guy?
No, you were watching Temple of Doom.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, that was the kid. You're thinking of the Goonies.
Well, I mean, they are good enough for me. Good enough for you. Good enough.
Freaking love that song.
It's a good song. Is that Cyndi Lauper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goonies are good enough.
Also, yeah. Hey, anyway, you've been listening to Mickey Mutineers. And
so that happened.
Good job.
And we're sorry.
Not yet. Not till next week.
Yeah, we've hardly been sorry once this episode.
Have we?
Yeah, we apologized profusely for something.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we always do.
Yes, that's right. Anyway.
Yes!
No, that was weak.
Hashtag burp for Annie.
Send it to @JordanGasly.
#burps.com.
With nothing else, just #burpsforAnnie.
Send him a lot, though. Like, I need him to walk off that cruise ship, turn on his cell phone, and be like, I don't know what's going on.
Well.
So, like, our two listeners are going to tweet it like 2 times. So he may see like
Make a parody Twitter account and send it from there too. Because who doesn't love a good Disney Twitter parody account?
Oh, do I get to be a complete and total douchebag and be rude to people too?
I think you do.
Yes, I'm on it.
That's onnit.com.
Yes. @onnit.com.
Hey, I'm Jake. That's Josh. That's Shana. As always.
Fuck you.
As always. Oh, wait. I missed it.
As always.
Say it again.
Oh, I shouldn't burp, and you talked the fuck over it. So, you know what?
It was a funny
one. Fuck you.
Fair enough.
I looked like I was missing a leg. Did you see that?